Recorded Books presents Gifts from the Garbage Truck, A True Story About the Things We Don't Throw Away by Andrew Larson. Foreword by Nelson Molina. Illustrated by Oriol Vidal. Read by Rob Moreira. Dear reader, I was born and raised in New York City in East Harlem, in a neighborhood called El Barrio, the neighborhood in Spanish. Many of my neighbors in the community, like my parents, were originally from Puerto Rico. Gifts from the Garbage Truck is the story of how I created Treasures in the Trash, an amazing museum of 45,000 items that I found in the garbage of El Barrio. I cleaned, repaired, and arranged the objects over my 34 years as a New York City sanitation worker. There's nothing in the world quite like it. Growing up, we didn't have a lot. When I was a child, my mother taught me not to waste anything we could use again and to repair what could be saved. We didn't look at things and say, "This is worthless." Instead, we looked for the value in everything. My mother always kept boxes of outgrown clothes that she would share with others on our family loteria, bingo, nights. I once watched her fix a broken toaster using a butter knife instead of a screwdriver because we didn't have any tools. Following her lead, when I was about 10 years old, I started looking through old toys people had thrown out. I would bring some back to my 5 brothers and sisters. I could see how much joy it brought them, and that brought me joy too. Once I became a sanitation worker, I continued doing what I'd done since childhood, taking things out of the trash to give them another life. This was the perfect job for me. I hope you also find something you love and are good at. Then follow that into a job you love when you grow up. Today, all kinds of people come to see my collection of objects I saved from the garbage. I love when a visitor sees something that sparks a memory of their life in New York. With joy on our faces, we talk about it and become friends. I also try to arrange things beautifully so that visitors will pause and think about the trash in their lives. I hope they leave considering how they might reuse, recycle, or upcycle more, finding beauty in the things they used to think of as garbage. As you grow up, start to look for the value in everything. Before you say it's worthless, try to give it a new life. And remember, there is beauty in the world around you, and it's worth sharing. Nelson Molina. Nelson Molina collected things. He collected all kinds of things, like the scraps of wood he found on his way to school. Nelson's mom showed him how to use scraps of wood to make birdhouses. "If someone can use it, don't throw it away," she liked to say. She was an expert at reusing and recycling. Nelson's dad was a merchant marine. He traveled the world on a great big ship and sent letters home to Nelson. Nelson collected every stamp from every letter. He displayed some stamps by color. He displayed some stamps by theme, like birds and boats. The displays told stories about the faraway places his dad had been. One day, Nelson was checking on his birdhouses when he noticed something in a trash can. It was a toy garbage truck that was missing a wheel. "Why would anyone throw this away?" Nelson wondered. "I know someone who would love it." Nelson cleaned the truck when he got home. He painted it white, just like a New York City garbage truck. Then he found a big button to replace the missing wheel. It looked as good as new. Nelson gave it to his little brother. "I love it," said his brother, eyes wide with wonder. It was snowy in New York City in the weeks before Christmas. People were throwing away old toys to make room for new ones. Nelson had a better idea. On Christmas morning, Nelson had a gift for each of his siblings. Each gift had been found and fixed. Each had a story. Each was special in its own way. When Nelson grew up, he didn't travel the world on a great big ship. He became a trash collector. His official title was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?